بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت توفي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وما في بيتي من شيء يأكله ذو كبد إلا شطر شعير في رف لي فأكلت منه حتى طال علي فكلته ففني. متفق عليه. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها نريت when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, there was nothing in my house which any living person could eat. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, when Rasulullah left this world, there was nothing in my house which any living creature or living person could eat, except a little barley which I kept and stored on a shelf of mine. She says, I used to eat from this barley. فَأَكَلْتُ مِنْهُ. I continued eating from it for quite some time. حَتَّى طَالَ عَلَيَّ. A long period went past and I continued eating just from this one packet of barley. I continued taking from there and I used to eat. فَكِلْتُهُ. Then one day I weighed that barley. فَفَنِيَّ. It got finished. So there's two aspects in this hadith. Number one, the simplicity of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, and he hardly had any means of food or eating, to such an extent that when Rasulullah left this world, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha only has this barley to eat. And despite the fact that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was offered by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the whole valley of Batha as gold, but he chose to live as an abd, a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, having a simple life. You see, if Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam chose to live an opulent life, a luxurious life, then the poor of this ummah would have had an objection that how are we going to follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the fact that Rasulullah chose to live a simple life, then even the poor people could follow him. And even the rich people could bring their lives as simple. So to bring, come from a high level to a low level, it is possible, it is easy. But to ask somebody who is poor now to live a life of opulence, that is extremely difficult. Rasulullah knew that zuhud in this world will bring the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to detach himself from the luxuries of this world and not to become consumed by the love of this world. This will bring that strong bond between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what he showed us in the hadith and in his sunnah and in his seerah. The second part is, she continued taking from this barley. This was a karamat. That the little barley sufficed her every day, she would just eat from there. But the moment she went and weighed it, then the barakah got finished. So many ulama say, if some person has been blessed with some type of unique thing like this, then the person shouldn't go and explore and go and weigh or measure that particular item. Just leave it. It's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't have to broadcast anything about it. It's a special favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Sahaba, there were many incidents of this nature. Many incidents like this. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu anha says, when I went and weighed it, then all the barakah was then came to an end. عن عمرو بن الحارث أخي جويرية بنت الحارث أم المؤمنين رضي الله تعالى عنهما قال ما ترك رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند موته دينار ولا درهما ولا عبدا ولا أمة ولا شيئا إلا بغلته البيضاء التي كان يركبها وسلاحه وأرضا جعلها لابن السبيل صدقة رواه البخاري. This is narrated, hadith narrated by Amr ibn al-Harith, and he is the brother of Juwayriya رضي الله تعالى عنها. Juwayriya bint al-Harith was the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. She's the mother of the believers. We should know the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So one is Juwayriya, like Aisha radiallahu anha, Khadija radiallahu anha. Juwayriya is one wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And she also says, at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not leave behind any dinar or dirham, no gold coin, no silver coin. Wala abdan wala amatan, not even a male slave or a female slave. وَلَا شَيْءٍ nothing إِلَّا besides بَغْلَتَهُ الْبَيْضَى, his white mule. He had a white mule. The name of this mule was Duldul. So he had this white mule that he left behind, الَّتِي كَانَ يَرْكَبُهَا, which he used to ride. وَسِلَاحَهُ, and his weapons, his sword, his shield. وَأَرْضًا جَعَلَهَا لِبْنِ السَّبِيلِ صَدَقًا, and a portion of land which he had given
in charity for the travelers. So he had given this piece of land for the travelers. So we can see Rasulullah at his demise, he leaves behind no possessions behind. And this land is the land of Fadak in Khaybar, and that's a portion that he had left. And this was for the people, for the musafirs, for the travelers, that they could use as sadaqah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat to live a simple life, a life not being consumed by dunya, making use of the dunya for necessary, to live in this world for necessities. But again, as we mentioned, so many hadith and verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to focus on the akhirah. That is our ultimate abode, our ultimate destination. So use the dunya for the akhirat and not become consumed by this dunya. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.